Greetings, everyone. This is Keith and Karina coming to you once again from the great state of Pennsylvania. We're going to do a podcast today of a part three to what we've been talking about, the faith that believes. So we want to continue on with that series. And before we start, I want to let loose my sweetheart because she has some wonderful things to say about this subject. And we're going to get into it. And I really think it's going to bless a lot of people today.
Hi, everyone. Once again, it's so good to know that the Lord has prompted you, moved you, inspired, drawn you in so that you can also be a part of this wonderful podcast, this time of this conversation, this teaching with us. God is so good and God has good plans for you. So make sure that the ears of your heart, not only the ears of your ears, are open so that you can listen to what the Holy Spirit has to say, which will definitely make a big difference in your life in a very, very, very positive way.
Yes, and you said something in some time we were talking about some of these podcasts, you know, off the air, is that we started to pray, you know, during our podcast. I think we need to get back to that.
That's true.
It's not that we don't pray, because we do. We always pray prior to the podcast, right before we start it. But I think for the benefit of those who will listen, this will help increase their faith as well, to hear us pray. And also can be some learning lessons, too, about maybe even how to pray more effectively.
That's a very good idea.
So let's do that then. We'll do that right now. And I'll start it out and then I'll let you finish it up.
Sounds good.
Father, we just come before you in the precious name of Jesus, thanking you once again for this time that we have to share the podcast. And we look to you to lead us by your Holy Spirit. We let you know that we know that we know nothing in a comparison to what you know. You've taught us many things, but Lord, what you know trumps everything that we know. You know what needs to be said, how it needs to be said, and the way it needs to be said, and to whom it needs to be said. And so, Lord, you're looking at the beginning from the end, and you know those who will listen here soon, as well as those who will be listening down the road, perhaps even years, if you so tarry, Lord, from coming back, who may hear this years down the road and how it will affect them. So you know what needs to be said. And we know that through the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us, that you intend to guide us into all truth if we will submit and surrender to you. And we do, Lord. We submit to you to have your way in this podcast, to lead through your Holy Spirit that's in us, to cause us not only to say the right words, the right things to be said, that will inspire and encourage and help educate and teach people about your ways, but also it'll be spoken through your right heart attitude. So it'll be spoken to them to touch their heart where they're at. And we trust that you will lead us to do this. And as we've been teaching in the podcast, you said if we pray anything according to your will, as 1 John 5:14-15 says, if we pray anything according to your will, you hear us. And if we know that you hear us, then we know that we have it. We have the desires of what we prayed for. So we trust that's going to be the case. So that's my part of the prayer, and I'll turn it over to my sweetheart.
Amen, Lord. And we want to thank you for each person that is listening to it's so beautiful just to know, to think that every person was created by you and you do have a purpose, Lord. And at this time, I do want to ask you to help every person be able to focus. If this person has the opportunity to actually focus, go to a quiet place where they can listen to what you are speaking to them without distractions, we ask you, Lord, that you may open up that door so that they may listen to your words without distractions, without any obstacles, and just truly listen with their heart and be able to receive, so that this word, as this wonderful seed, may find fertile ground in their hearts and in their minds. And thank you once again for their lives. And we bless them and bless their families in the precious, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, sweetheart. That really puts the icing on the cake of what we're praying for.
Amen.
And so with that, I want to talk about faith that believes and why we should have faith that believes. Now, I had intention to go a certain direction from the beginning of this podcast two parts ago, because we're now in our third part. But yet I still feel in my heart to continue on to talk about establishing that relationship.
Okay.
Because in that relationship is the confidence. I believe it's the ultimate confidence that we have in Him, is knowing that we're walking close to Him, walking with Him. You mentioned something about, having that private, time with the Lord. And that's something we all should be seeking after. We all should be wanting to have that, the intimate time. We enjoy our time together. Oh, we so much do. And especially since we've recently gotten married, we're excited. We love this. We waited a long time. But yet, each individual is still created by God to have time alone with the Lord, to spend time with Him, to know Him.
That's
it doesn't
right.
take away from your marriage. It doesn't take away from other relationships. It should be, it actually enhance it.
That's true.
And so I want us to talk about that. I want us to talk about that intimacy with the Lord and how it will affect faith that will believe, because there's confidence that God wants us to have in our faith, and it's going to come on many fronts, and we're going to talk about some of those probably in some other podcasts. And yet, as far as this series goes, here is, we call it a series since it's part three now, is we will probably change the title to the other podcast, but basically it's going to be on the same line, because there's a lot of things that God has given me and taught me over the last 30 some years about faith and how faith operates. And faith operates through knowledge of the will of God. And you know what? Just like you were saying, sweetheart, and I'm going to ask you, give you some input on this as well, is that we can't know what to expect from somebody that we don't know very well.
That's
true. The more we get to know somebody, the more we get to know each other, the more we'll be able to understand each other more clearly. Our intentions, our heart, those things, we may sometimes say, well, I know all men, or I know all women, but we really don't.
No.
We don't. And we certainly don't know God as well as some of us think we do. And some of you are listening to this broadcast right now and think you really know the Lord, but I'm going to dare to say that because of your lack of spending time in His Word, getting to know Him through what He has said in His Word, you don't know the Lord as well as you think you do at all, because you can't know Him apart from the Word. It just cannot happen. Well, you might say, well, I pray, and I seek God, and I seek to do the will of God. But if you're not spending time in the Word, then how do you really know the Lord? Because He says that He and His Word are one. And I have to say, that's because we base our relationship with Him similarly as we do with other people. We go by what we feel or what we think about it, rather than by what people say. Well, they didn't really mean that,
mm-hmm.
But when God says something, does He really mean that? If He says, without faith, it's impossible to please Him, for he who comes to God must believe that He is, and He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him, then does He change His mind on that? Does He change His mind when He says that all things are possible to him who believes? If you're believing God for a miracle, and you need a miracle, many people today need miracles in their lives. I mean, they need God to step in, or else it's going to fall through. They're going to die, or, a financial catastrophe is going to happen. Something, in their life is totally depending on God to step in, and they need Him to step in. But they need to know how He's going to do that. They need to know that they can have confidence that He will. I think one of the things that I have learned over the years is that, it's like, to me, it's a waste of time if you're going to spend a whole lot of time praying over and over and over about something for days, for weeks, for even months, or even years, and yet God doesn't answer. How would that How would that make you feel if you knew ahead of time that you can pray for 20 years about something and God's not going to answer that prayer? And most people pray in what they call hope that God's going to answer. And we know there's a lot of things that God never answers. Well, we prayed and we trusted God that he was going to do this and do that, and he never did it. Why? Why is the question that needs to be asked? Because why ask it 20 years later when you can ask it right now? And that's what I'm getting at with all this faith that believes. Faith that believes isn't faith that just simply hopes in with a false expectation. Because I've heard people say this many times, you know, when they're in the hospital, you know, and their loved one is dying, he says, well, we don't want to build up a false hope that God is going to step in and do something and he doesn't do it, and then all of a sudden we're let down. You know, that is a painful thing, to have a false hope or a false expectation.
Yes, it is.
And this is not what we're talking about here. We're talking about faith that believes based on a relationship, based on a relationship where you know God and you know what he'll do and you know what he says he expects of you to do in order for him to intervene. And see, God operates like that. He operates according to his word. He operates by principles. He don't operate by feelings. He don't operate by a change of the weather or anything else, you know, that we see with people. People are fickle. People are flaky. You know, not everybody, but, you know, a lot of people are. And so, you know, what is different about God than people? God is not a man that he can lie. Man can lie. They can tell you something and then do completely opposite. And a lot of times people think God operates the same way. Now, I don't say they do that purposely or consciously, but because they've been so trained into hearing people tell them something they're going to do, and they don't do it. And they're used to being let down. They're used to things not going according to what someone promised that they would do. But see, with God, God cannot lie. It's impossible for him to lie. And people say there's nothing impossible for God to do. Well, that is a thing that's impossible for him to do. It's impossible for him to lie. So if you get to know him very well, then you know exactly what he'll do and why, and what are the reasons why he'll do it, and what are the conditions that need to be met for him to do it. They're not difficult. They're not hard. Because anything you get good at and learn at, you become second nature to you. When I first learned to drive a car, I was struggling because I had to learn to drive a stick shift right off the bat.
Those are harder.
Complication added to it made it more stressful. But after a while, I got to the point where I could eat and drink while I'm driving a stick shift. There wasn't no problem at all. Well, see, your relationship with the Lord will work the same way. As you grow and walk in a relationship with him, it'll become like second nature to you. You'll be like talking to the Lord all the time. You'll know he's there. You won't be like, well, I don't know if God hears me. You know he will hear you because you know you're walking with him and he listens and he speaks to you as well. So I'm going to turn over to my beautiful wife, who I love with all my heart, and let her share some things on this line, and let her go with as the Holy Spirit leads her.
Amen. I so enjoyed everything that you've said so far. It's been wonderful and definitely led by the Holy Spirit, as we know that he always does. You know, the beauty of it when you share about us knowing God and making this a priority, it's so amazing to know that as much as we want to and we should pursue to know God more, to seek his face, to learn his ways, to learn his heart, do you know what the amazing thing is? That God wants that, desires it more than we desire it. And that is why he made a way. And so I want to share with our listeners, if you think that God is so far away from being interested in having a relationship with you, that is not true. And you were mentioning something that we sometimes come with this idea of who God is, and that's not, and it's not true. It's not a real image of who he is, and he wants us to know who he really is. You know, I remember decades ago, I'm going to say maybe maybe 3 decades ago. That's a long time. I remember speaking to a pastor who was visiting our home, and I've always been interested in learning about Jesus. I remember even as a little girl, I was so hungry for Jesus, knowing Jesus. I even remember having notebooks, and my pages, I would just write, "I love Jesus." I have no idea why I would start writing "I love Jesus" and just fill pages with "I love Jesus." Anyway, so I've been always hungry to learn more about him. And I remember I met this pastor, and so I asked him, "How do you think Jesus was?" And I even remember I was so eager to hear anything that he would say to me that would just give me a greater revelation, kind of closeness to this wonderful God that I just love so much. And I'll never forget what he said. I'll never forget what he said. Specifically, I asked him, "Do you think that he laughed a lot?" To me, it was important just to relate joy with him, with Jesus. And I asked his pastor, "Do you think that he laughed? Do you think, you know?" And I was asking him in terms of joy, and I'll never forget his answer and the way his face, just the expression of his face. He said, "Of course not. Jesus didn't have time to laugh. The weight of sin that he was carrying on him," in other words, he was saying what his responsibility, what he came to do on earth was so big, he didn't have time to be laughing. And I'll never forget how, even though I respected that man of God, my heart, my spirit could not receive that image. Because if we as human beings made in the image of God can laugh and can have joy, happiness, how can God, who is God, not have joy? So I couldn't picture Jesus never smiling, always mad, anger issues, as some people call it. That's not who he is. So I'm saying that because it is so important for us to know who God really is. And I think, you know, as we're talking about faith, as we're talking about expectations, as we're talking about prayers, as all these things that we're talking about, I believe that you really hit it on the nail when you shared, we need to pursue a relationship with God. We really do. We can learn so many things. You can learn so many Bible verses, and you should. And you can know all the books of the Bible, and that's wonderful, admirable. You know, you can own 10 Bibles, and that's great. You know, you can learn Greek and Hebrew, everything that you could possibly think that would enrich your spiritual life. But if we do not pursue the God who has pursued us, we're not going anywhere. It's all religion. It's all tradition. And it's not life. And that is why the Holy Spirit, what he does is, and of course, we're talking to believers, those that already have surrendered their life to the Lord. That is why the Holy Spirit, after we know the Lord, after we've given our heart, I mean, to him, now he doesn't just give up on us. He doesn't say, "Okay, my job is done with you. Talk to you later in heaven." He continues to work in us. And what does he do? What does the Holy Spirit do? He continues to reveal Jesus to us, because it is in the image of Jesus that he is making us. He is making us into the image of Jesus. We should each day be more like Jesus. So it is about a relationship. And during, you know, unfortunately, in the times that we are, I think it's always been like that, where many times, in many places, many, many ways, hate is promoted, division is promoted, you're your own thing, you're your own God. You know, it's all about you, selfishness and you know, selfie me and selfie me again. But the Holy Spirit, what He wants us to do is to know that there is one God, there is a God and the only true God who loves us so much that has made a way for us to know Him, for us to know Him. Jesus Christ died on the cross so that we could be reconciled to that God who made us, in whose image we have been created. So there is just this fire and this passion in my heart now, as I know the Holy Spirit is leading us to share this. You know, when you said you need to pursue relationship with the Lord, and that's the beginning of everything. That's the beginning of even having a desire to have faith, because without it, it's not possible to please God. And as you know this God who loves you so much that He gave His life for you, then you will learn what pleases Him, how to grow in Him, how to believe what seems to be impossible, how to grow in what many people call mysteries, but they're not mysteries. It's the truth that's right in front of us, but He makes us understand His truth. It is the God who has made a way where there was definitely no way, no possible way for you and I to go to Him. So He came to you. He came to us through the cross. This God wants you to know Him. How sad to go through life not meeting, not fulfilling the one main principle reason why you even exist. And it's to know that God is real and to pursue this relationship with Him. Because it is not His will for anyone, and that's you. It is not God's will for you to perish. And you may say, I'm not sick. I'm not perishing. Well, one day you will close your eyes. One day. And it's so sad to think, and I'm speaking now to non-believers, that you could possibly come into this world and leave this world without knowing your Maker. And for those that do know Jesus, that have given your heart to Him, it is so sad that it would only be that level of salvation. He wants you to know Him. Not only salvation, saving you from hell, but to know Him, which is the abundant life. So there is so much to share. And I know I'm talking a lot, but there is so much to share about the necessity, the passion that God has for you. And why? Because He wants you to know Him. Think about it. God knows you. God knows you. He knows you inside out. He knows you. All of this that He did was for you to know Him. That's why the Bible is here. That's why the prophets. That's why the Holy Spirit. It's for you and I to know Him, and He takes joy and delight when His people, His children, those that are in covenant with Him, know Him. So I'm telling you, if you are one of those who just goes to church on Sunday, and that's good to go to church on Sunday, but if your relationship with God is limited to your attendance one day a week, in the most loving way, the Holy Spirit wants you to know that God not only wants more, but demands more from you. He demands a relationship. It's not a forced one, but He so desires for you to have a greater life than what you have now, if your relationship with God is limited to one day a week. So let's make it a priority. If you've known the Lord for 10 years, guess what? There's more. There's more to know. There's no way that we will ever come to the day where we can say, I've known everything I need to know. There will always be something new, always more that we will discover about God's goodness, His holiness, about His mercy, about His opportunities, about the open doors, about His compassion, about His love, and how He wants us to love each other. So there is so much more. I know there has to be a fire right now, something burning in your heart if you are a Christian, because the Holy Spirit will definitely give you a witness that this is His desire for your life. So God is good. Let's say yes to pursuing this relationship, and we will see how all these things that we have been sharing about faith will definitely fall into place and won't seem like some isolated theme that's not applicable, but will seem like the most normal thing to walk in. And as you said, amor, just second nature.
Amen. That's so beautiful what you shared, sweetheart. And it really goes to the core of the teaching that we're really doing for this whole podcast, and why we even started these podcasts, is that relationship. Because far be it from me to want to teach principles alone, where you just follow God based on principles, even those principles are important. But if it's without a relationship with Him, then what is it? It's just like, you know, you follow the law, you know, according to what we have in this country, but yet how many people have a personal relationship with the President of the United States? You know, not that He makes all the laws, but he's a symbol of the laws that we have in this country. But yet none of us most of us have never met Him in person and don't have that personal relationship. But yet with God, you say, well, you know, if that's the case with, you know, people in important positions, then how much more so that might be with God? Why would He want to have a personal relationship with me?
That's right.
But He does.
He does.
And the beauty of that is that it's unending. It's infinite. You know, you don't come to an end, well, I know everything there is about God, so I'm done with all this. No, you're going to continue to learn about God for all eternity.
That's right.
Because He's unlimited. He's omnipotent. He's all-powerful. And yet that He would want to send His Holy Spirit, His very own Spirit, to live in you so that you and Him can have a relationship.
Amen.
So when we talk about this subject of faith that believes is going to continue to believe even more. Your faith is going to continue to increase. So really the foundation of that teaching itself through the relationship is going to take you from faith to faith.
That's right.
From glory
to glory. Beautiful.
And you're going to be able to believe God more and more and more. And the more, and it works the same way with most all relationships. The more that you get to know someone, the more you will have faith in what they will do.
That's true.
Because you will know them personally and intimately.
That relationship, you know, let me just jump in one more time here.
Go ahead, baby.
Can you imagine, you know, as we are now husband and wife, and you have your responsibilities as husband, and I have my responsibilities as a wife as well. Can you imagine what our relationship would be if you just did what you had to do as a husband, right? And I just did what I had to do as a wife. We didn't see each other. We didn't interact. We didn't talk to each other. We never shared a hug, right? Can you imagine that kind of relationship? We just leave ourselves little sticky notes, you know, or just send little texts. Hey, just so you know, I left your food in the fridge. Okay, talk to you tomorrow, whatever. And you do your thing, I do my thing. That's not a relationship. Well, it is, but it's a bad one. It's a very bad one. So imagine if you and I and our listeners can share relationships and we cherish them, how much more the author of love, who loves us with a love that we can't even define or describe, just accept and rejoice.
Amen. Amen. Yes, this podcast, this series may be one of our best ones here, because what we want to endeavor to do is teach you principles, but yet we want to teach you to learn those principles based on the relationship, the relationship with Him. Because, you know, you're not going to have a relationship without any kind of instructions.
That's right.
We have the Bible that gives us instructions. And amazingly, the first and foremost commandment of all, as an instruction, is to love the Lord your God with all your heart,
Amen.
All your mind, all your soul, and all your strength. Mm-hmm. And of course, Jesus even said the second one, to love your neighbor as yourself, and that the whole law and the prophets were built upon that. Because if you love God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength, you're going to pursue Him.
That's right.
Just like I did you, sweetheart.
That's
I pursued you all the way out here to Pennsylvania. You know,
that's right.
10-11 hour drive from where I came from in Indiana. And that's a sign of love. You know, is when you want something, you love somebody so much, you're going to pursue them. And if you want to have a relationship with the Lord, He is there waiting for you.
Right.
He sent His Son to die on the cross for your sins, because it said that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. So now He's waiting on you to respond.
Right.
And the scripture even tells us, another instruction tells us, draw near to God. Draw near to the Lord and He will draw near to you. Well,
that's
He already started it out by sending His Son.
That's
now
right.
He's waiting for you to reciprocate. He's waiting for you to receive that invitation. So today's your day.
That's right. Such beautiful love. And once again, if you have not given your heart to the Lord, maybe you're listening to this and you're like, what? I can have a relationship with God, the one who made heaven and earth, the one who made me. Yes, I want that. Well, yes, it's good that you do, because it's available. And the beauty of it is that Jesus took your place in the cross. And you know what? He forgives our sins. He forgives your sin, my sins. And He just makes it all new. He makes you a new being. You have to be born again. There's no way that you can pursue a relationship with the Lord with your old nature. You come to Him. You say, yes, Jesus, I need you. I believe that you are God. First of all, I believe I'm a sinner. I'm separated from you. And I believe that you are the Son of God, that you only you can save me. And I accept the love that you extended when you died on the cross for me. You do that, and I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit will enter. He will abide in you. And your relationship with the Lord, which He initiated, continues to grow from there on. So we invite you to make that decision today. Don't leave it for tomorrow. Don't leave it for tomorrow. He loves you so much. He gave Himself. So say yes to the Lord and reciprocate that amazing, beautiful love. You need Him, and I need Him too.
Amen, sweetheart. So we're going to close this podcast. We thank everyone who's listened, and we're going to trust God that He's working in your life mightily, because He's working through us to speak to you about His desire to have a relationship with you.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's nothing sweeter than to introduce you to the one who saved our soul, saved our life, and lives in us to lead and guide us. We want you to know Him as well. So thank you for listening, and God bless you, and we'll talk to you next time.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.